Brother Carey, defile our ears, please, and read the NIV. What is? Go ahead and just read verse 8.
In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. On the strength of their dreams? This says, likewise also these filthy dreamers. The NIV says, on the strength of their dreams. What is this, an inspirational quote? Go ahead, Brother Carey.
In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings.
Heap abuse on celestial beings. What in the world are we talking about? Is this like Nephilims or what? Speak evil of dignities means that they hate authority. This says that they abuse, they heap abuse on celestial beings. What in the world? Now, look, folks, I know that the Sodomites in Genesis 19 tried to rape the angels. Okay? They tried to abuse those celestial beings, but this is not what that's referring to at all. You're adding to the text. So they read, despise dominion, speak evil of dignities. They're like, no, let's change that. Let's give it some pizzazz. Abuse, say it again.
And heap abuse on celestial beings.
Heap abuse on celestial beings. I mean, folks, if that's not adding to the text, I don't know what is. And don't come to me after the service and say, well, what, I mean, you could kind of see what they mean by it. No, we don't. I want to know what God said. I want to know what God said in the text and not some crazy acid trip type of response. Go to verse 22. Let me turn to myself because I didn't put the entire verse here. I'm reading like an NIV guy here. Look at Jude. 22 says, and of some have compassion, making a difference, right? So it's telling us that those who have compassion, they make that distinction, that difference, okay? What does it say, Brother Carey?
Be merciful to those who doubt.
So, and if some have compassion making a difference, be merciful to those who doubt. Something completely different. What is that called? Adding to the text.